This fireworks CS4 lesson, I'll be demonstrating how you can access your common libraries folder and dig through it and see everything it's got inside of it, because I'm finding out that there's a lot of people who don't even know it's there. So I'm going to show you how to access it. We're going to create a new fireworks document, and we're in CS4. So if you have CS3 and or Flash or Fireworks 8, you won't have these libraries with these exact items. So let's make a 400 wide by 250. Press OK, and our stage is set. Now you may see the common libraries folder open here already, but if you don't, you go up to Window and select Common Library, or you can hit F7 as a hotkey. But you'll see there's 2D objects, animations, buttons, flex components, HTML components, Mac components, menu bars, web and application components, and Windows components. I think that means Windows components. So what I'll do is I'll go through and show you what's inside of these things and how they can work for you. And at the end of this tutorial, I'll show you how to bring one of the animations onto the stage, render it out, and then import it into Flash to use as a preloader, a loading animation. Cool. So let's open up the 2D objects folder, and I'll just select a few of those so you can see what they are. And these are 2D flat graphics for quick loading, and there's all kind of cool graphics in there for web-based applications, and you can dig through those and see what they are. And you just drag them out to stage if you want to use them, and there they are. And now that's the 2D objects. Now the animations folder, we have ready-made animations, so you drag those out to stage. It's going to say the animation, the symbol extends beyond the last state of the document, automatically add new states, and you say OK. And then you press play on the play button down here, and there it is. It's a nice animation. And if you were to put a globe or something behind that, that would look really cool. Okay, so let's get rid of that one off the stage there. And there's also loaders and a couple of other things, and I'll be showing you how to bring this loader right here into Flash. Let me press play so you can see it. It's a cool little loader animation that you see on a lot of websites, and you can have it quick and simple and easy if you follow what I do at the end of this tutorial. Okay, so let's get that one off the stage. Then we have a buttons folder, and these are ready-made buttons that you can tweak out the design on and then add to your applications. And we have flex components, and these are all the familiar graphics that you would see in the flex components or the flex graphics for their components. HTML kind of looks like Flash graphics to me, but oh well. In the Mac folder, there's I'll be using this because this is really cool. You can make your Flash applications or your HTML applications look like default Mac browser interface. So the Mac browser scrollers, the cool looking scroll bars, pull downs, radio buttons, and checkboxes. You can have all of that, and you can import it all into Flash and make it look like it's an HTML Mac document instead of a Flash document. So that's pretty cool. Then we have some menu bars, and these will probably be the most used out of all of the folder items here by people once they discover these. You can just drag the menu bar out, and you can see it's got nice graphics ready to go. You double click it, and then you can edit the labels and the graphics. So that's that. And then we have the Windows folder, pretty much the same thing. There's sliders, all the graphics that you'd see on Windows components for the web. And here we have web and application graphics, and these are really nice 3D-ish type graphics, like camcorder, little contact email man, all kind of other things in there that you can dig through. Okay, so I think I'll do in a part two to this lesson. I'll show you how to bring one of these animations, these loader animations, render it out in Fireworks, and then bring it into Flash for use in your Flash projects.